Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. This is the question that many, many Christians are still asking today. They're still praying this way. Now, if the Lord had responded to this and said, well, you did the right thing by asking if it was my will, because it's not always my will. And every time you pray, you should pray this way. Then maybe there'd be some confirmation for praying that way. But that's not what he said. Right. Or anything remotely like it. So then why does most of the church world still pray the way the unbeliever who didn't know Jesus prayed? When he answered his prayer and answered his question, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, why don't we take his answer? His answer, Jesus' answer, instead of the leper's question, to direct our praying. Some got that, some didn't. Should we base our praying on the leper's question?
No.
Or Jesus' answer?
Yes.
What did the leper ask? Lord, I know you can do it. What? If it's your will. I know you can heal me if it be your will. And millions of Christian ministers and people are stuck right there in the leper's question. And govern all their praying according to the leper's question. And you would think they could have just read the next verse. Right? And come into a whole new world.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Somebody say verse 13.
Verse 13.
Whole new world.
Whole new world.
What did it say?
I will.
Jesus put forth his hand, touched him, and he said,
I will.
Ooh. I can't speak for you, but that settles it for me. I don't care who wrote a book and who went to school and who had an experience and who had a thought and a question. I got the words of the Master. Red letters. Red letters trumps PhD. Red letters trumps Doctor of Literature. Doesn't it? Red letters. Red letters. Trump somebody's experience. Well, I saw a vision. Well, I heard a voice told me it's God's will for you to bear this sickness. Well, I got red letters though. Red letters trump your dream or your experience. Jesus said, I will. Glory to God. Be thou clean. Immediately his leprosy left him. Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever? Then what's he still saying today? I will. Is he no respecter of persons? Does he love you just as much as he loved him or anybody else? Then wouldn't he say the same thing to you? That if he doesn't say the same thing to you as he does to him, why? Is he a respecter of persons? If he's not saying, you know, I know people that they don't mean to be saying it like this, but there's a whole lot of people that tell us, well, the age of miracles is past. All that's passed away. He's not saying that anymore. Well, say what? Who are you to tell us he's changed and he's no longer saying I will? I don't believe it. I believe this. I believe Jesus answered the question once and for all to people who believe his word. I will be thou healed and cleansed. Well, we've been on this subject for some weeks now, establishing from the word of God, God's will to heal. We saw it here right out of the mouth of Jesus. But we know the scripture said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And so we've been going reason by reason to give you 30 reasons. 30. From the Bible, why we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed today. We saw reason number one, God's word is medicine. Number two, a strong spirit will sustain you. Number three, the original creation. Number four, God's will in heaven. Number five, the origin of sickness and disease. Number six, sickness is a work of the devil. Number seven, we got a covenant of healing. Number eight, the eternal names of God. He still is. I am. Number nine, sickness is a curse. Number 10, the types of redemption. Number 11, redemption itself by his stripes. You were healed. Number 12, first fruits of our inheritance, actually of the resurrection. Number 13, the fatherhood of God. Number 14, the children's bread. And number 15, the mercy of God. Aren't you glad for the mercy of God? Well, that's halfway to 30, isn't it? Can you make it the rest of the way? Okay. Turn, if you would, to, Luke, the 9th chapter, I believe it is. You were there in Luke 5. Just turn right on over to Luke 9. Luke 9, verse 1 and 2. Jesus called his 12 disciples together, and he gave them power and authority over all devils or demons, and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. We're sure. Number 16, we're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because of authority over demons and over disease. Authority over demons and disease. Ready to get excited about this tonight? Jesus gave them power and authority. We're going to talk about the authority side of it tonight. Authority to do what? Over demons. And authority to cure diseases. And he sent them, he told them, you go preach the kingdom of God and you go heal the sick. Now this sounds strange to us. You go heal the sick. Did he tell them to go preach? Come on, don't get hung up with me. Now read the Bible. Read the Bible. He sent them to do what? Preach. And to heal the sick. Who to heal the sick?
Them.
To heal the sick. Well, how are they going to do that? They're just human beings. Like you and me. How are they going to do that? Well, they're going to do it the same way he did it. Because he's operating as a human being. He's not operating as God, although he is.
That's right.
The Bible tells us he emptied himself. Yes. He laid aside his mighty weight and glory and power. Yes. And performed no miracles until he was baptized in the river. And the Holy Spirit descended on him. Yes. In a bodily shape and form as a dove. Yes. And he came out in the power of the Spirit. And you begin to see miracles. Well, see, if he's just doing these as God, he could have done them when he was 5 years old. Or 10 or 12. Somebody said, well, you know, he did. No, he didn't. Somebody said, well, there are apocryphal writings that said he did. I know it. Some of them's got him healing his little friends while they played and raising a little bird from the dead. Don't you believe it?
Amen.
I said, don't you believe it?
Amen.
Somebody said, well, he's God. He could. He is God. But no, he couldn't, operating as a man. He emptied himself. And the Bible tells us, the scripture tells us, the first miracle was the turning of water into wine at the wedding of Cana. So we got to believe that. And that didn't happen till after the Holy Ghost came on him and anointed him. Why? Because he's not doing it as God. He's doing it as a man. Now we know that's got to be true because when he tells us in John 14, he said, those that believe on me in my name, the works that I do, they will do also. And greater works than these shall they do. How in the world could we do it if he did it as God? And we're not God. Impossible. But if he did it as a man, anointed with the Holy Spirit, and he would authorize us with the same authority and anoint us with the same Spirit, then we can see the glorious possibility, hallelujah, of us doing the very same type of things that he did. And that's why he came and demonstrated it, to show us how to do it. Oh, but for centuries, the church has sat back and put Jesus' ministry on a pedestal that cannot be attained by any mortal human on the planet, and just say, ooh and ah, and he could do that, but you're not, you're just a worm. He's the Son of God. How dare you think you could do something like that? Listen to me. As a person, as our sacrifice for sin, Jesus is in a class by himself. Did you hear me? Nobody else could pay the price for our sin. Nobody else could do what he did in obtaining our redemption. But in his ministry, his teaching, his preaching, his ministering to the sick, the miracles that happened, he did them as an example for us to follow and told us to do the same. Church has not believed that. Christians have not believed that at all. I think I need to read that scripture. Some folk are looking at me funny. Remember the Bible? John. Hold your place there in Luke. John 14. I quoted it, but let's look at it. You know, if you don't know this, the enemy will rob you. Every good, every victory, every miracle, every healing, every deliverance you read in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, you read it and get excited about it, and the devil will come and say, yeah, but that was Jesus. That was Jesus. He could do that because he's the Son of God. But don't you think you can? And that's not what the Lord did it for. Amen. He demonstrated to us how to walk in authority, how to walk in power. Amen. And he got it back. Amen. And he gave it to us. Yes. He gave it to the 12. Yes. He gave it to the 70. Yes. And you see it continue in the book of Acts after he's in heaven. Isn't that right? You see the same kind of thing. Why? And the book of Acts is still being written. The Acts of the church, the Acts of the Holy Ghost of the church, still being written. It's not done.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Authority Over Demons and Disease, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002L. That's R2002L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.